97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her. You love her. I covet her, ladies and gentlemen. It is Regina King on the phone. Regina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, too. I am fine.
Awesome.
I'm early here on the West Coast.
Oh, well, number one, thank you very much for getting up early for me this morning. I definitely appreciate that. What's the game plan for Regina King today? Obviously, you're busy. You got the Southland on USA. You got the Boondocks, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. That's coming back. Thank God. Thank God. But what's the game plan for Regina King today?
Today, I plan to pick my son up from the airport. He is just returning home from his senior class trip. He's graduating from the 8th grade.
Oh, so where did they...
Returning from Williamsburg, D.C., and Philadelphia.
Wow. So for the 8th grade trip, he got to go to D.C.? That was his 8th grade trip?
They went to... It's like a history trip on the nation, the history of the nation. So they gone to Williamsburg, where the Declaration of Independence was written, and D.C. to visit all the memorials, and... You know, in Philadelphia, for more history.
Okay, well, Regina...
All that interesting stuff.
Well, here's the thing. Number one, Regina King, I can't imagine you having a son old enough to be in the 8th grade. and number two, is this like the first time he's been like alone for multiple nights away from you? Like this?
Maybe like this. I mean, he's gone... No, it's not the first time. I mean, you know, he's gone on trips... You know, to see family members before.
Right, but going to see a family member is different than a school trip. Every parent knows that.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Regina King. It is the Boondocks, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, and Southland. And here's the thing. Everyone knows and loves the Boondocks. I'm really glad it's back. And in fact, we talked to Cedric a few days ago, and Cedric has a little thing for you. I don't know if you know this or not.
No, I don't know this.
Okay, well,
he must have been able to keep this really tight secret for 6 years now.
Yeah, well, next time he looks over at you, realize that he's been looking longer than you think.
That probably made for great radio.
Oh yeah, absolutely. In fact, he said that you had a man. And that's why he was, gun shy about saying anything to you. And I asked him if he had looked at your hand or not, because the rumor has it, if your ring finger is longer than your pointer, you're more prone to cheat. Did you know that?
Really? Well, yeah. My ring finger is not longer than my pointer.
Now we're not talking nails, sweetheart. We're talking the actual finger.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. All right.
But the thing that's interesting is on my right hand, my ring finger is shorter than my pointer finger. And on my left hand, my ring finger is, my index finger is longer than my ring finger on my left hand. And on my right hand, my ring finger is shorter than my index
finger.
It's longer than my index.
That's interesting.
It's the opposite.
That's interesting. That's stuff, and be like, you know what? Later on, people will be like, you know what? That Regina King, one of her fingers is longer, and on the other hand, the other finger is longer. That's amazing.
No, but as I'm looking at it, it's like disturbingly longer, like two different hands.
Like you have a mutant finger on your left hand, kind of a deal.
Like, what is that? And it never. Why would you tell me that? Why would you give me that information? Because now I'm going to be looking at everybody's hands to see if they have symmetrical fingers.
You know, every girlfriend of yours who says they have a good man, you're like, you better check his finger. You better check his hand.
Well, that goes both ways for the female, too, right?
Oh, you know what? And females are just as big of dogs as guys are.
Oh, definitely.
We're talking to Regina King. Here's the thing. Regina, you've been in some of the best movies ever. And I hate to, like, kiss your ass like this, but I'm gonna for a second. I mean, Poetic Justice, Jerry Maguire, Ray, Enemy of the State. I mean, Bam Bam, How Stella Got Her Groove Back. At this point, can you sit back and pick and choose your projects?
If I You mean pick and choose the projects to come?
Yeah, well, pick and choose.
Like, am I, like, sitting up and saying, oh, I don't want to do this one. Oh, is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, what? I mean, do you still have to actively go out and audition, like, the people just starting out?
Well,
I
auditioned for Southland.
Did you? You did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's
it. Yeah, so then I guess that would be a no to that question.
Southland, of course, the Boondocks on Cartoon Network, Adult Swim. Tell me about the Boondocks. The Boondocks, it's one of those things where once you get into it, it's sometimes you gotta, it's hard to find, but once you find it, you're sucked right in. You gotta keep watching.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those shows, either you like it or you don't. I mean, because the subject matter can be pretty dicey, and the language can be even dicier.
Uh-huh.
So some people, I think, can't get through the subject matter or the language to, you know, really receive the commentary. So it's what, either you love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about it is more people are loving it than hating it, because Adult Swim, they're seeing the best numbers that they've seen in a year. So that's great.
That's fantastic. It's the Boondocks, Adult Swim Cartoon Network. And of course, Southland is still rolling along strong. That's fantastic. What's the difference between doing the movie thing and then doing the TV thing? Is it the pace? Is it like the location and the lack of change and stuff like that? What's the big difference as far as like being an actress? What's the biggest difference between the series and the movie?
Well, you know, for a single camera show, it's very similar to a movie because, you know, it's shooting like a movie. It's just, you know, many stories. So it's like however many episodes that you're doing, it's that many, many movies, so to speak. With Southland, we found that this has been such a unique experience because the style in which we shoot is almost like documentary style. So we move pretty fast. We move faster than the average show. We probably do maybe 2 to 3 more pages a day than the average single camera show. It's always adventurous for us.
That's fantastic. It's Regina King. It's the Boondocks, Cartoon Network, Adult Swim, and of course Southland on TNT. What is next for you? I mean, you're busy as it is. You're a mom. You got the two shows going. What do you ever take a break? Do you ever take vacation? And what's coming up next for you?
I try to take vacations. I'm not working right now. I mean, we're doing like ADR once a week for Boondocks, just, you know, tweaking and tightening each episode before it hits the small screen.
Can you explain what that is?
The next project and getting ready for Southland when we come back to work in the summer. Next project for me is, I am putting together or developing a project to direct this summer.
So, oh, cool. Have you directed before or no?
Not a movie. I just directed a video for an artist named Jaheen.
Okay, yep.
It's out now. It actually just came out last week. So I actually used that video to show potential investors for the movie that I was just speaking about, and I was able to get half of the financing for it. So it definitely has paid it forward quickly.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Regina King, the Boondocks, Southland on TNT. I know you got to go. I know you're very busy. With Southland and the Boondocks and everything, and your soon to be directorial debut. It's got to be nice to be the director because you don't have to sit through makeup and stuff. You can show up in sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Oh my God, that's one of the great things about working on Boondocks. You know, the mornings don't start early. The days are never long. There's no makeup required. No fancy outfits to put on or Spanx to put on.
All right, here we go. One last thing before you go. It's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
What's the last song you downloaded to your iPod?
The last song I downloaded to my iPod. was actually Jaheim's album to familiarize myself with the song that I was directing, that I was writing the treatment for. So Jaheim's song, Finding My Way Back.
If you weren't an actress, what would you be doing for a living?
The only other two job accusations I've ever talked about was dentist or flight attendant.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
What's Love Got to Do with It?
When you're out at a bar, what's your drink of choice?
Grey Goose LaCroix on the rocks.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Probably back.
Favorite toy as an adult?
The rabbit.
Wow, it's Regina King. Somebody, my boy S. Dot would kill me if I didn't ask you about Tupac and your experiences with him. How was he on the set way back in the day?
Oh, Tupac was awesome. He's one of those people that, you know, he never minced words and he called it how he saw it. So a lot of times your feelings might have been hurt. And if he really cared that he hurt your feelings, he would apologize profusely. But if not, oh well.
Regina King, are you online at all? Do you have a Facebook or a Twitter or anything like that? Or do you avoid it like the plague?
No, I don't. I know that there are a couple Twitter pages and Facebook pages out there that, you know, are people...
Not you?
Saying that they're me. But, you know, they're doing a better job than what I would do. So
does that creep you out?
I can't really get mad at them.
Regina, does that creep you out at all, that there are people pretending to be you?
It is odd. It is odd, but... You know, does anything surprise you nowadays?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Regina King, it's the Boondocks, Adult Swim Cartoon Network in Southland on TNT. Regina, thank you so much for the time. I love your work, and your movies are the ones I stop and watch every single time they're on, so I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Big Papa.
All right, Regina, enjoy the time with your son, and I'll talk to you later. It's Regina King, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.